It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, CJ. How are you?
I'm great.
You
thank
guys,
you.
You sound like you're having a great morning.
Oh, it's fun.
We really are.
Yeah. Good. Well, I have many thanks to give because the opportunity to stop and think about my week and then think about it enough that I have to talk about it is always, I really appreciate that opportunity every week. Sometimes it's not like fun what I have to say about my week. But anyway, this week, I want to talk about a concept that Parker Palmer talks about, which is the divided life. And it came up for a couple of reasons. One, I was noticing that I wasn't saying what I really felt or what I really wanted in a work situation because I was afraid of the reaction. Yeah. You know, would they still approve of me? You know, what would be the consequence of that? And I didn't want to hurt feelings, but, you know, really, honestly, I've caught myself doing that sometimes, just not saying it. And in Parker's language, the divided life is when who you are on the outside doesn't match who you are on the inside. And it really can be little and it could be big. I mean, it could be, I know earlier in my life, it was the way I was working. And you could see it in me because my whole body and face looked like a clenched fist. You know, you could see that I was like not quite, you know, the relaxed, compassionate, open-hearted person that I aspire to be someday when I grow up. And so that notion, the divided life, I thought, well, let's just look. I'm just going to look back at what Parker talks about this because he has a book called Hidden Wholeness, which is just a beautiful book. And he starts with up here because he starts with the power of nature. And he comes up to the North Shore. And this is a place where he recollects himself, as it were. Mm. And so he was talking about that the divided life shows up in lots of different ways, like when we refuse to invest ourselves in work, diminishing its quality and distancing ourselves from the meaning of the purpose that we serve. Or we remain in relationships that are killing our spirit. Or we hide our beliefs because we want to avoid conflict. I love that one. Mm. I hate conflict. So like, I just won't say what I really think is true for me. Hopefully I won't say what I don't believe is true for me. Mm. But we often do. It's like, I just don't judge me. So I'll say something that might be packaged in a slightly
palatable way.
Palatable and perhaps untrue. Mm. And then, you know, or I might just hide a little bit more of who I am because I don't want to be criticized, shunned, judged. The way Wendy Palmer talks about it is that our personality, our ego, and Parker, we talk about the outside, the eco-skeleton of ourselves, we want to be approved of and we want to be safe and we mm-hmm. want to be in control. Mm-hmm. And that isn't necessarily our true selves. And and sometimes that aspiration blocks us from being true to ourselves. So he gives a great example in his writings about, he does this work called Circles of Trust. He's done this since 97, where he brings in teachers, and doctors, and lawyers, and all kinds of people, and to help them reconnect with their heart and soul, to help them move beyond the divided life so that who they are is how they show up. And he tells this story about a man who was a farmer in Iowa for about 25 years, and then he joined the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And at the point where he came to this work with Parker, he had left on his desk a proposal to preserve the soil in the Midwest because it was getting eroded by big agribusiness and some of the agricultural practices. Now, he knew, as he said, in his farmer's heart, what was the right way to go. But he also knew that the politics, and particularly his boss, would not be happy if he followed his farmer's heart. And so he's in the middle of this retreat, and Parker said he comes in one morning, bleary-eyed, and just said, "I forgot. I serve the land, not my boss. Mm. And I have to follow my farmer's heart." So that congruence, and I'm not saying that the other reason it showed up, I noticed to myself not necessarily saying what I needed to say, but I know somebody else saying to me, "Well, this is just who I am," and which can be quite a powerful, not the way I said it, but can be quite a powerful statement. This is just who I am. But what she was saying was, I don't want to look at the dark stuff. I don't want to look at the shadow. And as Jung says, if I can find that quote. Oh, one does not become enlightened by imagining figures of light, but by making the darkness conscious. So the other part of hidden wholeness, the other part of the undivided life, is owning compassionately the whole part of ourselves, right? The, I'm not so proud of that part, but it's just, it is something I is part of me. Mm-hmm. And so that accepting and embracing the whole of ourselves, having the courage to live it, having the wisdom to now and again stop and notice, is my life divided? What parts of me am I stuffing? Are my head, heart, and gut aligned so that the best of me shows up? Because you can feel the difference.
Oh, yeah.
You can feel when someone is not authentic. You can feel when they are just hiding a little bit. So there's a quote from Thich Nhat Hanh that I just love. Each one of us has to be true to be our true self, fresh, solid, at ease, loving, and compassionate. When we are our true selves, not only you, but everyone around you will profit from your presence. So the question to reflect on is, where might I be a little bit divided, and how might I show up more as my true self?
Awesome.